Today we're building a jungle pad drift in Ableton Live 12, the kind of foggy, emotional atmosphere that makes old-school DNB feel alive before the drums even hit. This is not just about making a pretty pad sound. We are aiming for that unstable, slightly worn, sampled feeling layer that floats under breaks, sub, and vocal chops without smearing the whole mix. Think atmosphere with attitude. Think memory, not wallpaper. We're going to stack a few layers. A warm core pad, a wider sparkle layer, some gritty texture, and a ghostly vocal element to give it that haunted jungle character. By the end, you'll have something that can work in an intro, breakdown, transition, or outro and still leave space for the groove. First thing, create a new MIDI track and name it Jungle Pad Stack. Before you even touch the synth, decide where the sound belongs in the arrangement. In jungle and DNB, placement matters. A pad like this often lives in the intro for 8 to 16 bars, then returns in breakdowns or switch-ups, and then gets stripped back when the drop lands so the drums can breathe. Set your tempo somewhere in the DNB zone, around 160 to 174 BPM. If you want that classic old-school feel, somewhere around 160 to 168 can give the whole track a little more swing and space. Now drop in a simple chord loop, 2 or 4 bars long. Keep the harmony emotional but not overcrowded. Minor 7THS, minor 9THS, suspended shapes, those are all great choices. You want enough mood to pull the listener in, but not so many notes that you start fighting the sub. A nice starting point in a minor could be M9, Fmaj7, Gsus2, and M7. That gives you that melancholy jungle tension right away. Now let's build the core pad. Open Wave Editable if you want more motion and control, or analog if you want a simpler, softer starting point. For this lesson, Wave Editable is a great choice, because we can make it drift without leaving the stock Ableton world. Set Oscillator 1 to something like a saw or a triangle saw blend. Set Oscillator 2 to a slightly detuned saw. Keep unison moderate, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and don't overdo the detune. We want movement, not a giant super saw cloud. A little detune goes a long way in jungle. Then bring in a low-pass filter, either 12 dB or 24 dB. Start with a cutoff somewhere in the darker zone, maybe around 300 Hz up to 2K Hz depending on how open you want it. Keep resonance light. The goal is a pad that feels warm and aged, not bright and shiny. Shape the amp envelope so the attack is soft, maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds, and let the release breathe for a couple of seconds. If you want the sound to swell naturally, add a little filter envelope amount too, but keep it subtle. In DNB, the pad needs to sit behind fast drums, so the attack and filtering help it stay out of the transient way. At this point, play your chord loop and listen for the emotional center. If it already feels like a jungle sample from a forgotten tape, you're on the right track. Now let's make it drift. The drift is what turns a static pad into a living atmosphere. In Waveditable, assign a slow LFO to the filter cutoff. Keep the rate very slow, so the movement feels like it's breathing rather than wobbling. The amount should be small. We just want motion in the background, not obvious synth modulation. If you're using analog instead, automate the cutoff, maybe some fine tune and even a little reverb send over time. Subtle automation is your friend here. After the synth, add auto pan. Keep the amount moderate, maybe 10 to 35%, and use a slow synced rate, something like 1 bar, half note, or even longer depending on the feel. A sine-like shape gives you smooth drift. If you want the pad to stay more centered, reduce the phase. If you want a wider float, keep the phase at 180 degrees. Chorus Ensemble is another great stock device for this. Use it gently to add width and a little tape-like shimmer. Again, subtle is the word. We're layering motion, not turning the pad into a chorus effect showcase. Now think in layers of distance, not just layers of sound. That's a big one. Each layer should feel like it lives at a different depth. One layer close and warm, one far and airy, one almost like a memory. That's how you get that scene-setting jungle vibe. So duplicate the pad or create a second instrument layer. This one should add width and sparkle, but almost no body. You could use another Waveditable or operator with a sine or triangle source. High-pass it with EQ8 somewhere around 250 to 500 AC. Maybe even a little higher if the first layer is already thick. This keeps it from crowding the low mids. Then add a touch of saturator, maybe just 1 to 4 dB of drive, and follow it with Chorus Ensemble or even Phaser Flanger if you want a slightly more unstable shimmer. Keep the top end smooth, not harsh. If it starts fighting your hats or cymbals, cut some 4 to 10 kHz instead of just turning the track down. Now for the gritty layer. This is where it starts to sound authentic. You can make this from noise from a resampled version of the pad, or from a weird processed audio chop. A really practical way is to freeze and flatten your core pad, or resample it to audio, then slice a short piece and process that. Put it back in Simpler if you want, or keep it as audio and warp it if needed. Then add some gentle degradation. Redux can add grain if you keep it subtle. Grain delay can make it feel like it's disintegrating in air. Reverb can push it way back. The point is to make it feel like dust, tape hiss, room air, or a forgotten sample loop. That worn texture is a huge part of the old school jungle identity. Now for the vocal layer, because this lesson lives in the vocals area, and this is where things get really interesting. Pick a short vocal phrase. One or two words is enough. A whisper, a breath, a sustained ah, or a chopped little ad-lib all work really well. The key is to treat the vocal as a tonal object, not a lyric. If the phrase is too recognizable, it can pull focus away from the break and bass. So trim consonants if needed, keep the vowels and turn the vocal into atmosphere. Stretch it out so it lasts across the chord movement. Put it in Simpler or keep it as audio, then process it with a low-pass filter. Darken it so it sits in the background, not on top of the mix. Add echo with low feedback, maybe around 10 to 25%, and use a delay time that grooves with the tune, like eighth notes, quarter notes, or dotted eighths. Then add reverb with a long decay and a dark tone. This vocal layer should feel ghostly. It can answer the chord changes, sit underneath the pad, or only appear at the end of every 4 or 8 bars as a teaser. That's a classic jungle move, and it adds a lot of emotion without needing a full vocal lead. Now group all your layers into a pad group. This is where you shape the stack like one instrument instead of 4 separate ideas. On the group, add EQ8 and high pass the whole thing around 120 to 250 Hz so it doesn't interfere with your sub and kick. If the mix feels cloudy, try a small cut in the 250 to 450 Hz range. That's a common mud zone in jungle because the breaks, bass harmonics, and vocal chest tone can all pile up there. If the pad is competing with snares or vocal presence, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz. Then, if needed, add a tiny bit of glue compressor just to hold the layers together. You can also add a touch of saturator for harmonic glue, but keep it very mild. Now check the stereo field. Wide is good, but only if mono still works. Use utility and test the width. Make sure the core pad doesn't collapse in a bad way. In jungle and DNB, phase issues can disappear your atmosphere fast if you get too excited with the width. At this stage, start automating the arrangement. This is where the pad becomes part of the record. In an old school style, you want tension and release, not constant full volume atmosphere. So maybe the first 8 bars are just filtered pad and vocal ghost. Then the next 8 bars open up more. Then, as the drop approaches, bring in more reverb and maybe a little extra movement. Right before the drop, swell the pad up, then pull it back hard when the drums hit. That contrast is huge. It makes the drop feel bigger without needing any extra drum tricks. During the drop itself, you can reduce the pad level, tighten high pass, or sidechain it lightly to the drum bus. You don't need heavy ducking. A little compressor sidechain with a fast attack and a moderate release can be enough to let the break punch through. Or, if you want a more musical feel, automate volume dips on the snare hits instead of compressing the life out of it. That can sound more intentional and more organic. Another pro move is to think about versions. Make one version of the pad for the intro, one tighter version for drop support, and one transition version that has more automation and more obvious movement. Jungle records often feel strong because they use atmosphere in different states, not one static preset doing everything. If you want extra authenticity, resample your stack and reprocess it. That second generation sound can make the pad feel more like a chopped sample than a pristine synth. Old school jungle loves that slightly degraded, slightly borrowed feeling. And here's a super important reminder. Make the atmosphere work at low volume. If the pad only sounds good when it's loud, it's probably too dependent on brightness or width. A good jungle pad should still feel emotional when it's quiet. So here's your quick recap. Build a warm core pad in Wavedable or analog. Add drift with slow modulation and auto pan. Stack a brighter wide layer on top. Add a textural layer for grit and age. Then bring in a ghost vocal, low passed and washed out, so the whole thing feels haunted and human. Group it, high pass it, check mono, and automate it over 8 and 16 bar phrases so it supports the break, sub, and snare instead of stepping on them. Use tools like Wavedable, Analog, Autopan, Chorus Ensemble, Echo, Reverb, EQ8, Saturator, Utility, and Compressor, but keep the movement controlled. One main motion source, one supporting motion source. That restraint is what makes the drift feel intentional. If you do this right, your jungle pad will stop sounding like background filler and start sounding like part of the track's identity. Now go build one from scratch, print it, listen back, and make sure it still feels emotional when the drums are pounding underneath it. That's the real test.